This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big fat turkey.
Ah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Yep, it's almost here. Yep. What is your favorite part of the meal? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'll tell you what, I saw a pie the other day, actually plastered it on Facebook. I'm not kidding you. It has half pecan pie, half pumpkin. So we are a nation where apparently we're divided, even when it comes to pie. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So half pecan, half pumpkin. I did an unofficial poll of what was better, what you preferred the most. And I'll tell you what, definitely pumpkin is winning that race. The votes are pouring in. I have over 41 votes, and of the 41 votes, overwhelmingly, I shouldn't say overwhelmingly, the popular vote is going to pumpkin. I'll tell you what some of them said. Russ, pecan. Amy, sweet potato. So see, then there's people that couldn't understand. It was simple. Pumpkin or pecan? No suggestions for other kinds of pies. Tracy, apple. Again, no suggestions from the peanut gallery. Reagan, pumpkin. Mona, pecan. Kelly, pumpkin. Mika, both. Meredith, both. Again, can't follow instructions. Charmaine, sweet potato. You get my drift. A bunch of boths, but more pumpkins. Jenny, pumpkin. David, pumpkin. Joel, pumpkin. Pumpkin, 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 and suggestions for other pies. Jason, pumpkin, although chocolate pecan pie might be the best. And I love the way some people cleverly spelled pumpkin, including Tomas from Michigan, who weighed in. He said pumpkin. Get it? Hey, coming up at the tail end of the hour, quick reminder, it is the holidays, but we're still doing Nail the Score. So don't forget about Nail the Score. That's coming up at the end of this hour. In the meantime, while we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, sad, sad news about the school children in the Tennessee bus accident. My, oh, my. The 24-year-old bus driver who had had problems in the past, and that doesn't help the parents of the five dead kids, the five that are in critical condition, the other five that are stable. But the driver, 24-year-old John Tony Walker, was arrested and faces the five counts of vehicular homicide. But this bus flips, strikes a tree. You're talking about five students, three fourth graders, a kindergartner, first grader killed in that crash. Oh, my gosh. I mean, just grappling with that. And 12 kids still in the hospital trying to identify the kids. I mean, just absolutely awful. And who did the bus driver work for? He worked for Durham School Services. The company released a statement, you can bet there's going to be lawsuits, stating it was working with the Hamilton County School District and Chattanooga Police on the investigation. The National Transportation Safety Board, of course, is there. This guy got his commercial driver's license in April. The company operates across the country, has about 30,000 buses, or not 30,000, 13 buses, 13,000 buses, 13,000 drivers. And they've had 142 crashes with injuries, 3 fatalities in the last 24 months. I mean, this is just devastating, absolutely devastating. So now there's lots of conversations about should there be seatbelts or not. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I just want to wish Dan a happy birthday today. It's November 23rd, Dan.
Yes, a happy, happy birthday. He's like, I think he said he was turning 50.
No. That was his two-decade back anniversary.
That's right. He did tell us his true age. Yes,
yes,
he's
but
been
I have
here
him
forever.
By 3 months and 20 days, so don't feel bad, Dan.
Oh, you're young. You're both young.
Well.
That's great.
My body doesn't think so. But anyway, can I just have cheesecake, please?
You like cheesecake. You don't like. You don't want pumpkin or pecan. You want cheesecake.
Yeah, I do. And by the way, I've baked a half and half pie for many, many, many years.
Really?
Yep. I just
what do you do with it? You just throw the other half away?
No. You just make half a recipe. Then you put a piece of parchment and make the pecan part first, if that's what you're making.
Right.
Because pumpkin is always runny, so you put a piece of parchment in there to separate it and hold it.
Wow.
Yep.
You were before your time. You should have sold those. You'd be wealthy. You'd be sitting on a pile of cash.
Never even thought about it. It's just that different people like different things.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're right about that.
I've been cooking all day for a friend who is nothing but a box-type cook. And she says, can you help me with my Thanksgiving dinner? I was like, okay, how many people? Okay, bring me the damn turkey.
Oh, so you're cooking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I love to cook. Love, 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 love to cook. But I have nobody to cook.
Oh, but that's cool that they asked you to cook then. I'm like you. I like the whole turkey thing. I think it's fun cooking the turkey.
Yep. I do the whole nine yards. I said, do you just have to bring me some baking dishes and a roaster pan? I don't know where all my stuff has gotten to.
Oh, I love
probably
it.
Probably my youngest daughter.
She has her mom's utensils.
Oh, they come into my house. Can I have this? Can I have that? And it just sort of disappears. Yep. Yep. But anyway, I did want to wish Dan a happy birthday. And everybody out there in America, happy Thanksgiving. And I won't have any bitches today.
Yay! I love that, Izzy! Happy Thanksgiving! Thank you. And good luck with all that cooking. I love that she likes to cook. I like to cook too. But, I don't like to clean up. If I have to cook, I don't want to be the person that has to clean up everything. I did a Thanksgiving where, I did the whole thing and it was way too much and I had too many. I think I had 15 people, something like that, and I was exhausted after that. I don't think people weren't offering to help me. I think I just said, I could do the whole thing. The next day, boy, I could feel that. I'm with Izzy, though, and especially Thanksgiving. It's fun. It's fun to do the stuffing, mashed potato, you know, the whole thing, everything that goes along with it. Favorite part. What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving? Stay with us. Coming up next, my pal Greg Steppen. You want to get published? He says you need a business plan.
Things you said by the light of the sun, hanging low from a single chain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This time around on Out of the Park, pleased to bring you, he's in our virtual green room right now, Greg Stevin. He's one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, and he's published 16 books in various forms. So, 17. Oh, my gosh. So when you talk about...
I was publishing one while you were speaking. You didn't even know about it.
Oh. So when you talk about having a knowledge of the business, this guy definitely has it. Greg, first of all, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. And I think this is pretty relevant when you look at being topical and jumping on ideas that could be relevant to people and certainly things that would be sellable. One of them is we just went through months ago, and you know, a presidential election, and you had an idea about a book that would be related to Trump. Tell us about the book, the idea, and then what happened.
Sure, and it's really a fascinating case study for the larger discussion that I think is worth having here. And let me start with my sort of thesis for that, and that is, as a guy who has published a lot of books, one of the things I've learned the hard way, and I'd like to save your listeners from learning the same lesson the hard way, is that for most of us, there's no reason going through the effort of writing and then publishing a book if there's not a business model behind it to support the book. So I can tell you from experience that how most authors have a book go from idea to publication is they have the idea, they write it or get a publishing contract and then write it, or decide they're going to self-publish and then write it. And once they finish the book, then they say to themselves, now what do I do? And it's the wrong order. It's a crazy, and it's a mistake I've made myself. What you really should do is have an idea, create a business model around it, so you know exactly what you're going to do once those books arrive either online in a digital form or a print-on-demand form or even in boxes that end up in your garage, you know exactly what you're going to do to market them to your intended audience. And that business plan, believe it or not, is the part that people sometimes never figure out, because I have lots of author friends who have written books and never had a clue about the business part. Still, and you don't want your listeners to make that same mistake.
All right, so let's take me through the process. How, if they're listening, paying attention, and remember too, with speakers, sometimes in their minds they say, "Well, I have a passion about XYZ, and I can sell that when I'm out there speaking, so I'm not as concerned about trying to make this, put this available, make this out there for the." Bigger audience, except for that, I think you want to reach that bigger audience, even if you are mostly selling from what we call the back of the room.
Maybe you do and maybe you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the business model comes in. You want to, you know, first of all, there's something I used to call the Oprah illusion. Now, Oprah's no longer on TV, but the rule applies. Every author, while Oprah was on TV, had the dream of getting on Oprah. But I can't tell you how many authors I know who got on Oprah,
mm-hmm.
saw a little spike in sales that day, and then never again. The point here is there is no magic bullet for making a book a big seller or a bestseller. There is no magic. You might get lucky, and it might go viral, or something might happen, and I can share my own experience with that, because I got lucky once. But thinking there's you're going to do this one thing, and it's somehow going to magically transform you into a best-selling author, it may happen. I wouldn't plan on it. I would make a real business plan with real strategic ideas behind it and the money that it's going to take and the effort that it's going to take. Otherwise, as I jokingly have been known to say, when you particularly self-publish a book, what you end up with, if you're not smart about it, is a garage full of books.
Yeah.
So the point here for speakers in particular is maybe selling books from the back of the room is enough. And if you actually, you know, build an audience beyond the people you're touching in a room, good for you. But don't count on that unless you have a really rock solid plan to achieve it, and make sure the effort and the money that's going to go into writing and publishing that book and sales only from the back of the room is going to justify it. And some speakers may even say, I think just writing the book and having it available to send out to bookers, that's enough of a business plan for me to justify doing it. And I would agree, if you've made that calculation and it gets you more bookings and your book never, if only 10 people in the world ever see your book and it gets you 10 more of the bookings that you want and you know what you're going to be paid to do them, then it was well worth it if you did the math to prove it.
Yeah, so there you go. When you said you got lucky, tell us about that story.
Well, back in the 90s, I went to see the movie The American President with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening, and I walked out of the theater thinking, huh, I don't know that much about presidents. I mean, you know, my American history knowledge is weak. Maybe there really had been a president whose wife died, was a widower in the White House, and had a daughter, and then he was dating while president. I went home that night. I went online. I did a little research on the history of presidents. I got kind of interested, and literally that night wrote a book proposal and sold it the next day.
Wow.
So that book, the third edition, which just came out, is called White House Confidential. That book, the day the publisher, this was a long time ago, so the day the publisher was sent the book to the printer was the day the Monica Lewinsky story broke. I asked the publisher to let me add one sentence about Monica Lewinsky. Remember, we didn't know there was going to be an impeachment. We didn't know what was coming.
Right.
Added one sentence about her, and literally the day the book came out was the day Ken Starr sent the report to Congress in the banker boxes in the white Suburban. And if you're too young, you may not remember this, but if you're old enough to remember this, you'll realize that this was one of the biggest news stories of the 20th century. Or the late 20th century. So I was in the right place at the right time, and I used that to get myself on CNN and Entertainment Tonight and radio, hundreds and hundreds of radio interviews in the LA Times, and, you know, I got lucky. But
you got lucky.
You can't bank luck. you can do everything you can to make it. And that's why I go back to what I said earlier. You better have a business plan. And the truth is, for that book, I did not have a business plan. I got lucky. But I learned with that book that for every book since, if I can't make a good business case for writing and publishing the book, I don't write and publish the book. And in fact, just this week, I backed out of a book deal because I realized I couldn't make a business case for it.
Wow, so you knew, because, hey, there's no way to make money on this. There's no way to get heard, because whether it's getting bookings or whatever it is, you knew that wasn't going to happen, right?
Right, and I mean, you know, just to fine-tune what you just said, again, your goal may not be to have millions of people read your book. Your goal may not even be to make money from your book. You may have some other goal, and that's why there's lots of publishers that offer services to people like speakers and business executives to publish a book to use as a calling card. That's a very powerful way to use the medium of a book that's not directly going to make you money, but it may be the difference between you getting the meeting or not getting the meeting, or getting the booking or not getting the booking. But again, that should be calculated into your business plan. If you can look and say, I think writing and publishing a book will get me 10 times or 10 will get me, if I think writing a book will get me 20% more bookings, that doesn't even take into account what you're selling from the back of the room. 20% more bookings equals X dollars, and wow, that's really worth it. I'm going to go for it. If you're just writing a book to write a book, then it's not a, then you don't have a business model. You have a hobby.
Yeah, there you go. You have a hobby. Some things to think about, that's for sure. Greg Stebbin, thanks so much for joining us on Out of the Park.
It's great to be here.
Wow, so you can see by what Greg said, pretty interesting, not so easy when you peel back the onion on what it's like to get a book published and what it takes, and the fact that, as we say so often, that it is about the business. So is it business or not? And people have spent lots of money coming up with ways to publish their memoirs and thoughts on whatever it might be. And sure enough, they find themselves in that position where they've got, as he said, a garage full of books, and they're out sometimes upwards of $25,000, because they have this idea, if they come up with this great book, it's going to fly off the shelves virtually, and how great would that be? And it will definitely direct people toward their business. But he's right, it's the opposite. It's about the business and coming up with a blueprint for that. Sure. So stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coming up in our next segment. Maybe someone's going to nail the score. Wouldn't that be exciting? I would love to see that. But until we get there, I thought it'd be fun for a little fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Nathan, have you ever gone to bingo?
Yes, but not in many years. I think that was almost... Oh, my God. What happened to time? That was more than 10
years
ago. No, but I was in my 20s, and that was more than 10 years ago. So, oops.
Whoops. Whoops, I did it again. Isn't that a Britney Spears song? Whoops.
An amazing Britney Spears song.
It is an amazing song. She does have some good songs. That's funny that you think that, too. Yeah, I've been to bingo. I don't even remember when. It was so crazy long ago. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a very long time. So the object of this is that we just discuss some of what's been happening, and I kind of get Nathan's take with the fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo. You know, that's the bottom line. So how about this deal with fake news? Fake news is suddenly making huge news, and the media is trying to put the brakes on it in the edges of what just happened in this campaign cycle. fake news was shared all over social media constantly, crazy headlines, all of that. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook is saying that they're just going to stop it. Their goal is to make sure there's accurate information out there. He says they've been working on the problem for a long time, and they take it seriously that they've made progress, but there's still more work to be done. So, fake news, your take on the fake.
My take on the fake. Hey, you know how there's developing technologies and there's chain letters?
Yeah.
Well, those are just the bestest of buddies. They're going to follow along and...
Chain letters.
Yes, chain letters.
Mm.
How is this not a chain letter situation?
It is like a chain letter. You're right. It's annoying. Yes.
It's gone to the point where it's including the Nigerian prince scam in every one of them. Almost as a programming Trojan horse.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. So you say shred it. What do you say?
I say bingo. I do not shred it because, please, if not this, just think that everything you are imbibing as information has some sort of bias in how it's being viewed because of everyone's angle and their perspective.
Absolutely. I agree. I've said this before in this show. I thought it was interesting when Sonia Sotomayor, when she went through that whole Senate hearing process, and so they kept asking her, how can you remain, what about your personal views and whatever, and can you tell us that you can remain neutral, and as a Supreme Court justice, and she said, no human being, everybody has a certain perspective. You can certainly try. And yes, it is about the law. But who could tell you that? Who could guarantee that? And I thought, you know what? She's absolutely right. How can you guarantee that? It's what you take in is you
are... Every once in a while we let them speak truthfully, don't we?
Yes. I mean, what you take in is colored by your upbringing, what's around you, what you like, what you don't like, what you've grown up around, what you're currently around. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Interesting. And I think other people would agree with that, too. How about this? An Ohio couple decided to finally get down to renovating their 1940s home, Nathan, and they were hoping to end up with this great living space. What they got was the shock of their lives after living in their Cleveland house for a few years. What happened was, they focused on a couple of different first floor, second floor, all that stuff. Then they were down in the basement, and when they got down to the basement, when they started peeling back the walls, they discovered all bunch of writings and drawings and Nazi schwa stickers were also on the wall, and then they found behind that wall a suitcase full of money.
Cool.
Here's the map. I mean, crazy. You know what? Why can't I find... Now, I get the schwa sticker, but there was other stuff that was written on there. Why, when I moved into my house, couldn't I find money buried in the rafters or in the walls? You know what I found? I found a bunch of old Easter eggs in the backyard that my dog dug up in the hollow, and it had like a quarter in it.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a quarter. Yeah, I did get something.
Yep.
Cool. So what do you say about that, about finding money in the wall?
Pretty awesome. But I'm kind of leaning towards shred it because, man, just that perspective thing there again. We don't even have the right beach metal detector machines to understand the awesome histories and hidden secrets right around us all the time.
Oh, So true, and who knows what that means, you know, what the scratchings meant, if it was just somebody copying something from when the war was happening. I mean, who knows, because it was 1940. The house was built in 1940, so there may be something more to that. And they don't know. They're trying to figure it out. They don't know. All right, this is an interesting story. 4 weeks after 27-hour surgery to separate conjoined twins, who had lived their entire lives connected at the top of their heads, the parents of the 14-month-year-olds finally saw the bare head of one of their sons at the hospital in New York City the other day. They said it was the most amazing thing. They just could not believe it. And I guess they're doing pretty well. The twins are doing pretty well. And they're on a good pace to recover nicely. They say historically it's going to be the fastest recovery. The lead surgeon said that the surgery, you know, hours and hours into it, it was just a beautiful surgery. The twins were born conjoined. They share, you know, when you have conjoined twins, they can share heart, liver, intestines, all that kind of stuff. And I didn't even know this, but the first case of a successful separation of conjoined twins happened in 2004. They shared a liver, and then they were separated. So these twins are in that same category. They were separated. 14 months, they had their heads together, and now they're not.
I gotta say, cranial blood work is probably a lot different than your liver, but I mean, amazing job, science. Great
amazing.
Job. Great America. Great job,
bingo.
Guys.
Bingo.
I'm definitely going with bingo. Mutation and evolution. That's part of it.
Yeah. The survival rate is low. It's between 5% and 25%, even when they're born. And between 40 and 60% of conjoined twins are stillborn. 35% survive for a single day. So it's pretty miraculous they survived in the first place. But then the surgery went well. They say everything is good. And they're going to live a happy, normal life. Well, whatever normal is. But they're separated. So that's cool.
Yep.
I like it. All right, here we go with the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. A soldier's account of lights in the night sky, still unsolved. A group of men went on patrol one night, Nathan. They had no idea that something unnatural was lurking outside their base. In the distance, there was something strange in the woods. It's a mystery, and that mystery has gone unexplained for 30 years. We certainly have a lot of those mysteries, and they call it the winter's night, and it happened in Wrentham, England, in 1980 in the forest there. It was two American Army officers, and they were just doing a routine patrol when they saw what was happening, these lights in the sky, something odd, and they felt like it was, you know, they were told to not really talk about it, but they felt like it was some sort of unidentified object, and it was massive, and it was blinding, they say. I don't know. Do you believe that there's aliens that have landed here?
Or is the question, do you think there is intelligent life that has possibly run into us somehow? I definitely think it's possible. I mean, we are babies.
We are babies compared to everybody
babies
else.
Babies of the universe.
Yeah, compared to anything else that could be out there. You're right.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's kind of scary, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say that I understand what intelligence is and or that we are anywhere close to actually having it enough for other things we can deem as more intelligent. Would say that's what we are, but something. It's definitely possible.
Mystery of the lights. Who knows? It's still unsolved. Who knows if they'll ever solve that? All right, coming up next. Thanks, Nathan. We move from fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo to nail the score.
Oh. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it is time for another edition of Nail the Score. Even though it's snowing and it's going to be, I don't know, 10 feet by the time Nathan leaves work, he still found some strength enough to run the supercomputer at the mothership. So let it roll, Nathan. I love it. So the game of the week is... Because, of course, you know, we have Turkey Day games, right? You all remember that. Redskins and the Cowboys. Redskins and the Cowboys. So who do you think is going to win the game, the Redskins or the Cowboys? And what do you think the final score is going to be? The Cowboys are on fire with Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant. He's even catching a couple of touchdown passes in this last game. They just look incredible. They do. They look super good. This is a divisional game. If the Redskins were to beat the Cowboys, they'd be 7-3. If the Cowboys were to win, they'd be 10-1. The people have lost their minds in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Cowboy fans around the country because this is still America's team. At least some people think it's still America's team. So if you would like to nail the score, call this number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-2283, or flip me an email. As long as I get it in the next 10 minutes, you're cool. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, and that's how you can get in. Or you can also send me an email, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. So let's go to Everett in Washington. Everett, what do you say?
I think the ghost of George Allen's going to come down to Dallas and give the Redskins a win. It's going to be 30 Redskins, Dallas 27.
Ooh, okay, so Redskins, you know, it could be Kirk Cousins is having a good year, too, and they're not slouches, that's for sure. Happy Thanksgiving, Everett. Thanks for chiming in and throwing in your two cents on Nail the Score. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Pete, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be 34.
34-27 Dallas, so another close game. You'll be watching, right?
Yeah, ribeyes, millionaire pies, chocolate pies, pumpkin pies. That's my Thanksgiving right there.
Oh, I love ribeyes. I just had the best ribeye ever. Oh, love it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Pete. Thanks. He emerged from his bunker after the election. Oh, I love ribeyes. He just made me think about that ribeye. It was the biggest ribeye I've seen. Somebody told me about this restaurant, and it's called Abocas, and it's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I called to see. They have this ribeye special sometimes, and I called to see, and I got the guy who owns the place, you know, and I said, oh, I heard you have, you know, ribeye special, and he said, I said, what day is that? And he said, do you want to come in tonight for the ribeye special? I said, well, is it tonight? He said, no, I'm asking you a question. Do you want to come in for the ribeye special? Do you know that there was two ribeyes on the menu? It was mine and my husband's. That's it. He went and got us ribeyes and made them. I was, like, blown away by that. And the ribeye was phenomenal. Oh, Pete, you got me stuck on that now. All right, Sharon is listening to us in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. What do you think is going to happen in this game?
I'm going to go Dallas 30, Washington 20.
Ooh, okay. So Dallas, another victory for the Cowboys. How are you doing with the snow up there?
It's gone.
It's going.
It was just a dusting the other night. But what a great game the other one was.
Oh, the Redskins. I mean, the Raiders game. You're talking about the Raiders and the Texans out of
Mexico.
That was a good game. That was a good game. And the talent of that game was really good. I agree with you. It was good.
Yeah.
I was watching.
Also, a friend of mine that used to work at my place to work, he had a Cowboy shirt on the other day. And I said, I bet Cowboys and going
to
go all the way.
Yeah, the Cowboys, they look really good, Sharon. You tell your buddy at work that there's a great chance they could go all the way. So far, seems so unstoppable.
I already told him.
Yeah, I think that's a very good prediction. Happy Thanksgiving. I think in the NFC, I mean, who can stop them? First of all, because they have to get to the championship game. But Seahawks? I think a lot of people that are Cowboy fans are thinking this could be the Super Bowl year for them. Steven in Madison, Kansas City. Hey, Steven, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Who do you think is going to win the game?
Dallas, 35-28.
35-28. I love it. 35-28, Dallas. All right, Stephen, thanks for the call. And by the way, if anybody wins, we will be announcing it on Sunday, and we'll announce it over and over again. You know to call us if you win anyway, but we'll announce it for sure. Creme de la creme, what do you think?
Hey, well, first, sounds like Izzy's got her giddy up and go. And yeah. Happy birthday to Dan the Man and many more joyous days. And to everybody out there, joyous Thanksgiving and joyous days thereafter. I'm going to say, I kind of was thinking, like Everett, that Washington might take it out. But I'm going to say Dallas 38 and Washington 36. Tight game.
Ooh, that is a tight game. 38-36.
Mm-hmm. And on the pie thing, Kate, mm-hmm. of course, pecans down here plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
And anyhow, we get them quite, you know, you can see pecan pie down here at Thanksgiving. But when you get across this nation, pecans get pretty expensive and a lot of
them
are not baked. So I have to rule with the pecan pie. But to make things even worse, how about pecan, pumpkin, apple, and cheesecake?
Apple pie a la mode is awesome.
Which
like a warm apple pie.
Yeah, which would you choose between the quarters? You know, you make four pies out of that instead of just two. Too fast.
I'd have to run for 20 miles if I ate all that pie. I like apple.
I hate to tell you my recipe. I hate to tell you my recipe because I saved my bacon grease.
I put it in there.
And I'll tell you a little trick with the pecan. And you can just beat these deliciously. Just put them on a pan, you know, regular cookie sheet pan. Spray them with, we used to use just melted butter with water, but you can use Pam nowadays with the butter in it, and then just cover them with salt. And I smoke mine out on the smoker. And then
that
I smoke the pecan pie in the smoker, bake it. I spoil you.
Oh, that sounds so good. I got to try that. I'm going to try that with the pecans. I'm going to do that over this holiday. I'm going to try to do that for sure. Creme de la creme, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Nathan, what do you think? Cowboys win or the Redskins?
I don't know what I have against the Cowboys right now, but I'm going to keep that up. Let's go how does this happen? 31-26 Redskins.
31-26 Redskins. All right, Nathan, I say that the Cowboys win it, and I think the final score is 35-24. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and I hope someone nails the score.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.